K8RRD mobile monitoring.
WDABX mobile on 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. UCTG. Are you a road mechanic this weekend?
Well, kind of. Things didn't go as planned. I was hoping to do brakes this weekend. I ended up not doing brakes this weekend. Wanted to go into town to do a couple things on Saturday. Come out, and the hearse would not start. I fought with it for a little while in the morning, took a break, and then I come back out and grab my multimeter, started going through things. Come to find out the fuel pump relay had gone bad. Was able to basically bandage it together enough to where I actually was able to drive it into town and buy a new relay, and so that's all fixed. So I did a little bit of work.
Boy, I'm impressed. You know, I know the fuel pump these days is actually in the tank. Where is the relay?
Well, the nice thing on the 96 Cadillac, the relay is actually located on the firewall, passenger side behind the fuse box that's under the hood. And trust me, that was fun to find, too. Nothing's labeled, nothing's marked. I ended up scrounging around on the internet, and I finally found someone that actually said, oh, it's right here. And sure enough, that's exactly where it was. When I pulled it off, I just put 12 volts in it. It's a 12-volt relay, nothing fancy. Single pull, single throw. I just used a pair of jumpers to go across the coil, and sure enough, it didn't trigger. I ended up triggering it a bunch of times, and all of a sudden, it just started working. So basically, I think that what it was is it was just getting dirty, getting bad. And I was able to trigger it a bunch of times, and it got to be more consistent. So I put it back in, drove into town, drove back home, threw the... I cut myself off. I threw the new one in, and it's good to go now, so...
Hey, very good. So that means you've got a spare backup, just in case. Oh, an old backup. So, hey, good job. I'm glad you've actually found that. I'm amazed.
That was a matter of I didn't want to replace the fuel sending unit. I would have had to take it to somebody else if that was the case. So, first check the fuse, then check the relay, and I just happened to get lucky. That's all there is to it. It's just 100% luck.
Well, I had kind of a funny conversation with Steve up here, HQE, about working on vehicles on Sundays. He said, you know, he doesn't do things on maintenance on Sunday because you can't find an auto parts store in case you have an oops.
There you go. If I have a choice, I like to do it on Saturday, and that's that way if I have to order something, I can still get it in and maybe have it by Sunday and still be able to get the work done.
Okay, well, hey, you know, save breaks for another day. That's good. You got another weekend of something to schedule.
You know, that's the idea. You know, I can still stop with the other car. That's not... not a critical point yet, but, you know, both cars are running, both cars are drivable. That's what I try to do, accomplish. As long as I keep everything moving, we're good to go.
Sounds successful. Okay, sir. Well, hey, I'll let you drive for a minute. ACDPG. We'll be clear for a while.
All right, my friend. Have a good day. WDADX.
KYNU Monitor.
I'll be away from the radio for just a couple minutes here. If you call me and don't hear anything, everybody. It is time for Traffic Amateur Radio and Communications OxcomNet. This is KHGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and immediately precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 14.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for your repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose is not to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please check the 444.35 Munson repeater. If repeater is not working, please go to 1458 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control, stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, hey, DLH.
7 Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha, Golf Yankee.
Mark. Zulu Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Bob, KBJ, SBJ.
Christopher. Sorry, got my call back here. I'm back then.
Zulu Alpha 8, Delta Mike Zulu.
We've got Drake, NADMH. We've got Kevin, KF8AGY. We have Mark. KC8ZAP, we've got Bob KB8SVJ, and we've got Christopher KF8DMK. Anybody else?
Did you miss me there? This is Tony KB8SVZ.
Whiskey 8 KB8SVZ.
Anybody else? Let's go to the top with Drake. Drake, N8DMH. Drake, your location and any messages to pass.
Drake, N8DMH. We are at 5 Mile in Hammond, and no traffic.
Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location and any messages to pass.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, located on Southeast Spider Lake, East Bay Township, and I have no traffic. Net control, back to you.
Let's go to Bob, KB8SVJ. Bob, your location and any messages to pass.
This is KB8SVJ, located in Nelson City, Benefit County, and no traffic.
Let's go to Christopher, KF8DMH, excuse me, KF8DMK. Christopher, your location, any message to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I am 4 miles south of Buckley, no traffic, back to next call.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location and any messages to pass.
Tony, located at Rennie Lake, just across from Spider Lake. No messages, back to me.
All right, everybody, I'm trying a new toy. I have a, it looks like one of those, about the size of one of those Star Trek badges. It's a voice recorder that's tied to an AI,
and you sync it to your phone. It provides transcript and analysis. Might be kind of nice in case of emergency. It'll run for 20 hours on a single charge. Might be taking notes in a real disaster. So today's message is going to be concerning AIs and their use in emergency operations. If you have your tablet, stand by. It is 46 seconds. This is KGTC. The message is as follows. GTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
Drake, ADMH, we got it.
Late check-in, did not copy.
KFAGY, full copy.
Drake, ADMH, we got it.
KFADMK, full copy. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, full copy.
KBA-SDJ, no copy again. It's been several weeks since I've been able to copy. Are you having project night tomorrow night, Glenn?
Bring that puppy in. We're going to get you working there, Bob. Maybe it's we got to delete it, maybe give you the newest version, but one way or another, we'll get you going here. All right, everybody, there will be project night tomorrow at 7. I'm going to see how our little AI pin here. Work. I'll show you a transcript of what we've done tonight. So if you're interested in how well this thing worked. All right, that's it for me. I want to turn over the next to Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Chairland Amateur Radio Club.
KGTC, WAVTC, trying to check in.
Hey, Mike, sorry about that. We've been having some issues with our echo link, but at least you got in, it sounds like.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm on digital. See you later, Glenn. WAVTC, clear.
Yeah, Glenn, KDWH, you can put me in there, too.
I'll add Mike, KDWH, and Mike Cleary. I'm going to add you into our list. Anybody moderating or doing the net controller for Cherryland?
WAQK here, Glenn. Go ahead.
Pete, are you running the Cherryland net tonight?
I think so. I'm kind of waiting to hear if John's going to try to take it, but I was told to be on standby. So, John, are you doing the net tonight or am I? All right, nothing heard. I guess I have the net tonight, Glenn. Thanks. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday evening social hour, otherwise known as the Mesh Net. This is an activity of the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. My name is Pete. The call is K8WFUK, and I will be your moderator tonight. But we will use the WATCM repeater and call sign on 14686. Other repeaters may be linked in for the duration of this net. The purpose of this net is to test our radios and enjoy our hobby. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to participate. You do not have to be a club member to join in. At this point, I'm going to pause briefly and listen for any priority traffic. Hearing none, we'll start first with the club news and announcements. Our schedule this week is pretty traditional. Tomorrow, Tuesday morning, breakfast with hams, come one, come all. You do not have to be a club member to join in, or even an amateur for that matter. but it's 9 a.m. at the JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road near the intersection of Garfield. And then tomorrow, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. is Project Night. And that will be, let's see, it's over in the area west of Munson. Consult the CARC webpage for an exact address. And Wednesday at 8 p.m. is the District 7 AuxComNet on this repeater and others. And then Sunday morning, as usual, 9 a.m. is the SmashNet, 80 meters at 3.935. So I'll take a break here. Are there any additions or corrections to the club news? Hearing none, I will get started with our mesh net. We try to make this a directed net, so I ask that you check in one at a time and wait for acknowledgement. And then we'll ask for the next check-in. We'll check in three groups, first being the short-timers, second group being Echo and All-Star users, and the third group will be everyone else. Please state your call sign slowly, along with your first name. First check-in, please.
88SBZ, Tony.
SBZ, Tony, gotcha. Next check-in.
Great, can I see you?
Baker 8, Whiskey, India, Victoria, Tom Cadillac.
Good evening, Tom. Next check-in, please.
Drake,
how are you doing? Drake, always nice to hear you. Next check-in, please. Okay, it seems to be the list for now for our short time. We'll go to them first. Tony, KEB8SBZ. Go ahead, Tony.
Pete, a note of gratitude for taking the net tonight. You're sounding great. The air conditioning must be working over there after a 90-degree day. 91 over here on Rennie Lake. And scrambling to get ready to take a trip to Dayton. So I don't know how many guys there are out there that might check in tonight that are heading down that way. But I am going to get back to packing, and everybody have a good evening. This is KE8SBZ, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Yep, look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and next week, look forward to hearing lots of good stories from Zania. All right, Tom, WB8WIV, go ahead. Drake, you're on deck.
Hello, Drake. Thanks for taking the net tonight. WB8WIV, good evening to everybody out there. Charge on, because I got to get up and go to work tomorrow morning. So I won't be at breakfast with him. And be working tomorrow and Friday. Anyway, was retired today. I got a lot done. Had to do some shopping and stuff. I got a couple of shots. Pneumonia and one for measles and mumps and stuff. Booster. I had all that stuff when I was a kid. Natural immunity, but I got to thinking, and that's been probably about 65 years ago, so maybe it time has changed. So I got a booster, just in case. Anyway, I just get to work the drop in a minute. I did get a chance to work the a guy from Marion Island, ZS8 Whiskey, a workerman of all places, 40 meters on FC8, and I actually worked it twice because I didn't get any kind of a RRR73 coming back, and I figured he probably got me and dropped me, you know, so I actually worked it twice, and I tried to stay up Saturday night. I was going to go until he faded out, but checked club log, and I was in there for both the 40-meter contact, so I subsequently shut the rig down and went to bed, 10 o'clock. Anyhow, so there was some excitement this weekend. Got to church, of course, and got to the Y, took the wife and daughter out. We went at Mother's Day, Friday night, we went out for fish. So I've had a real busy weekend. Anyway, thanks for letting me in short, guys. Back to you, Pete, and take care. WD, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, sounds like you're still finding ways to have fun with amateur radio, and that's cool. Okay, DMH Drake, go ahead, Drake, and then we'll see if there's any more short time users.
Thanks for sticking to that tonight, Pete. Drake and 8 DMH here. Not a whole lot to report. Just happened to be in the office when the net was happening, and figured I'd chime in. With that, back to you there, Pete. And 8 DMH.
All right. Well, welcome aboard there. Okay, do we have any other folks that need to move along? Do we have any other short-time users? Hearing none, we're going to move on along to Echo Link and All-Star users. Do we have any Echo Link or All-Star users that would like to check in?
November 8, Echo X-Ray. Jeff?
Good evening, Jeff. Good to hear you in there. Anybody else? Any other Echo Link or All-Star users? Mike, I doubled. Come back. Who is this?
Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. You know, I used to live up there. Hi.
Gotcha. Yep. I thought it was you, but wasn't quite sure. Okay, do we have any other Echo Link or All-Star users that'd like to check in?
This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights.
Oh, Sterling Heights, Dave. Good evening. It's been a while. Nice to hear you. Okay, do we have any additional All-Star or Echo Link check-ins? All right, let's open it up to everybody else. Come one, come all. Anybody else would like to get on the list for tonight? Go ahead, one at a time, please.
KD9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8 Alpha, Golf, Yankee, Kevin.
Kevin and Kevin, good evening. Next user, please.
Kevin, this is Kilo Bravo with
Mike. Kilo. I think we had a pretty good double there. Bravo Whiskey, try it again. There's someone with Bravo Whiskey in your call. Try it again, please.
This is Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Okay, Kevin, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, got you on the list. Next check-in, please.
Delta Mike Kilo.
Delta Mike Kilo, you're on the list. Next check-in, please.
WA8LMF, Whiskey Alpha 8, Lima Mike Foxtrot.
Lima Mike Foxtrot, got you on the list. Next check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform, KE8YNU, Dave here in Mackinac. Good evening.
Oh, good evening to Mackinac City, Dave. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike, Delta, Eric.
Hi, Eric. Good evening. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike, Echo, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Tango, Doug.
Well, hello, Doug, and good evening. Do we have anyone else that would like to check in?
KF8DEJ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Echo, Kilo, Kurt.
Okay, Kurt, got you on the list. next check-in, please. Did we have another check-in?
This is KF8DMF. This is Dan, KF8DMF.
Okay, Dan. All right, we're going to stop. Start back up at the top of the list. We've got a pretty long list going here. I will pause later for additional check-ins. Really no topic tonight, but I guess I might like to hear any comments you might have about the annual pilgrimage to Xenia, Ohio, and whether or not you're planning on going, and if so, what you're looking forward to doing. So, Jeff, we'll start out with you, but I have a suspicion Xenia's not on your list, is it? Jeff, go ahead and pick it up, and Mike, VDC, you're on deck.
Well, hello, Pete, and good evening. It's afternoon here. This is Jeff, NADX, and also good evening, Ron over in Traverse. Jeff over in Seward, Alaska, where it's 40 degrees. We actually had a warm week prior to this, the weekend, and most of last week was in the 50s, 60s. And getting ready to start trimming lawn once the rain stops, which I think we have a couple days now with the clouds moved in. And it's nice to have EchoLink back on. I was gone for a few weeks. So just working on getting paperwork done so I can start get some work again with the clinic in my new role. So I got all my licensures and stuff I need and federal numbers and stuff, but got to do a few more forms and get that all squared away. And we're doing driver pump operator class these 3 weeks. So back to cone driving tonight with the trucks, which I know you'll appreciate. And that somebody found out I didn't ever have the formal certificate, so here we are in class. But it's fun. And kind of sad news, we've had quite a few passing away in the area, and so there's two mushers that are my neighbors that race in the Iditarod. One's a family legacy, but Dan Peavy Sr., who's my neighbor down the road, passed away a few days ago, and just the nicest guy. His son's won the Iditarod recently, Dallas, and then his grandson, and then his son Mitch has won it before, and they all live in the area. Dan would always come by the house at noon on his walk, and then so I'd get to chat with him every once in a while if I was at home or see him around town. So he'll be missed there. And really nothing else to report. Little time to get on the air, but 10 other things going on. So I hope everyone's doing well over in northern Michigan, and I'll pass it back to you and ADX.
Okay, Jeff. Well, as usual, you're staying busy. Condolences on the loss of some friends and neighbors there. And, yeah, I remember that apparatus and pump-op class. And actually, Jeff, that's one of my favorites. But, yeah, good luck with that, and thanks for doing it. All right. We will move on to VDC Mike. And Dave, WCB, you're on deck. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, net control. This is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. I will not be headed south this year. Have to stick around the house. I guess next year I'll try to get my two spots. I had two different spots last year. Made a lot of money, but I spent a lot of money getting down there and coming back. So other than that, not much going on down here. Just waiting. Well, the leaves are out. Pollen is high. Headache is strong. So not much going on. Going to miss going down to Dayton or Xenia. Back to net control, W8VPC.
Okay, W8TVC, that's a first in a long time for you, isn't it, Mike? Not going to Xenia, but okay, we'll hope for next year. All right, Dave, any WCB. Go ahead.
Net Control, and everyone on the net, good evening. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. Yeah, it's been a while since we've been on this net. Have not been able to gain access to Acolyte for some reason. And, in fact, I tried on one of my phones, couldn't get in tonight. So I'm on another phone and got in. Who knows? But anyway, probably won't be going to Dayton this year. My wife and I have both been sick. I don't know what we got. All I can call it is miserable. She's still getting over it. We were hoping to take a couple of days and go up north, but not to be this time. We'll catch it another time. But my wife had a good Mother's Day and a good birthday a few days before, and the kids were able to at least reach out and talk to her by phone, and happy for that. I know she's was glad to talk with them. But kids are traveling. My daughter's down in Florida near Cocoa Beach, and my son and his family just arrived up in Mackinac here a little bit ago. Hope they have a good trip. But anyway, it's good to hear everyone on the net. We'll say 7-3s and back to you, Net Control. NAWCB is clear.
Yeah, Dave, and good to hear you also. And yeah, I did hear some chatter that that Echolink was down for a period of a couple of weeks and has been restored. But I'm not an Echolink user, so I really can't comment any more on that. I'll take a pause here. Are there any other short timers that would like to get in? This one out first off, Kilo Charlie, Victor Sierra Uniform. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform. Sounds like a Toby. Toby, you need to get on the base and get off the portable there, but we got you checked in, Toby. Okay, Mr. VSU, thank you for stopping by and checking in. You're pretty noisy, but we got enough to hear some good cheer from Toby, so thanks for stopping by. All right, we're going to move on down the regular list here. Kevin, WWU, you're up, and then AGY, Kevin, you're on deck.
Hey, thank you, Net Control. This is Kevin at KD9, Whiskey Uniform. Our coverage means, we came up north today, and we're going to be here for a few days, or actually about a few weeks. So we desperately wanted to be up here a few weeks ago, but family circumstances came about, which were more important than coming up north here. But I'm going to enjoy the summer here in northern Michigan and north end of Torch Lake, and being with all my ham friends and conversing with ham stories. So anyway, good job, Pete. Good talking to you.
Control, this is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. All right, Kevin. Welcome to the area. And you picked a good weekend to be up here. Beautiful weather. All right, this again is the WATCM Monday Evening Social Hour. Kevin, AGY, you're up. And then Kevin, SBW, you're on deck.
WATCM, this is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee. It's good to hear everybody on the net tonight. Pete, it's great to hear you on the net. Thanks for taking it tonight. I think when I got started about a year ago, you were one of the first and fairly regular net control operators. And it's good to hear your voice on the radio running the show. I've been down for the count for about 2 weeks now. I had a perfect storm of, I think, a case of food poisoning, and then didn't really find out about it until I had my pneumonia shot the day afterwards, and it was all downhill from there.
Despite that, sleeping a lot, not having a whole lot of energy, it's been probably about a busy 10 days, I would say. This week, or I should say late last week, Zygu released a new update, firmware update, to address a couple of bugs and make some improvements to the G90 platform. I updated both mine and Tony's radio, so now we essentially have brand new radios as if they were shipped last Friday. Break. Okay, the question, Xenia, 4 days in May in Dayton. There's a small group of us heading down there Wednesday morning. I haven't been down there before. I don't have any plans to buy any radio gear, but I am going to look at the Wireman because I need to get some good wire and update my 4010 NFET out front here. I made a few DX contacts on FD8 this past week, Japan, Spain, Mexico, and Uruguay, and was pretty excited about that. And then Saturday, Tony and I retrieved our transmit bandpass filters so that I could do some analysis for their use on field day, and then also had a chance to tour the operating site for our field day, which was amazingly awesome given the weather we had on Saturday. So over the weekend, I collected some data with the Nano VNA from all the bandpass filters, and then this morning crunched all the data to perform a crossband interference analysis, and that's been forwarded to the WATCM board and distributed to the field day planning team. So despite me being down, when you're down and you can get a couple hours here and there because all you're doing is sleeping, there's still some things to do. Anyway, that's all I've got tonight. This is KF8AGY, WATCM. I'll return it back to you, Net Control.
Well, welcome back from the not feeling so hot side there, Kevin. KF8AGY, thanks for that report, and you've somehow or another found a way to stay busy. Good for you. All right, KE8SBW, you're up, and DMK, you're on deck.
Thanks, Pete, and thanks for getting in with the other Kevin. Good evening, everyone. Had a good Mother's Day weekend. Went downstate to visit my in-laws, and good time was had by all. Just happened to be back up last night. I have my two oldest boys in martial arts on Mondays and Thursdays. So we got that done, and our cherries are in bloom. So my dad's out training tonight. This is one to work for. I'm hoping to get a day off maybe sometime in September. Hope everyone has a good evening. Back to Nets from KE8SBW.
Okay. And thank you, neighbor Kevin. Thanks for stopping by. All right, Chris, KF8DMK, you're up, and W8LMF, you're on deck.
Good evening. This is Christopher. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Oh, it's been a good week. It's nice to have some warm weather finally. The garden is liking that a lot. I'm a little concerned because having frost one night and 80 degrees the next day, well, the plants are going to start thinking it's warm and it might still get cold. So I'm a little concerned about that. Other than that, the farm is doing well. I'm going to drop it here for a second. Those of you who were on the net last week probably remember me looking for a guy that was into radios that I knew from a dozen years back. Believe it or not, I walked into a store on Thursday and came face-to-face with him, and so got to chat with my good old buddy Gary Neistel. And turns out the reason we couldn't find his call sign was because he's not a ham radio operator. He's just a listener. So he's receive only, and but he's definitely minded towards radios and has all kinds of questions, and we had
a good girl at that. I'm not going to be making it to breakfast tomorrow, and I'm also not going to be making it down to the ham meet. All the other guys are trying to make it too. So, hope everyone has a good evening. Back to you, Net Control.
All right, KF8DMK, thanks for that report. This is W8TCM, Monday Evening Social Hour. And that's a pretty cool story there, Chris, walking into the hardware store and running into an old buddy that got you started in amateur radio. That's a cool one. All right, WA8LMS, your turn.
Yes, this is WA8LMF Stephen in Hazlitt, downstate via Echo Link near East Lansing, Michigan. And unlike everybody else so far on the list, I am going to Dayton. Not only that, but for the third year in a row, I will be exhibiting Studio B, my combination mobile ham shack, micro EOC, radio test lab, and AM stereo broadcast that's crammed into a 12-foot A-liner folding camper. That will be getting exhibited in the Emergency Communications Vehicles Expo, which is sort of a sideshow to the main hamvention. This year, the focus is going to be on the Vera high-performance HF modem. I will be operating out of the trailer simultaneously on 40-meter APRS over Vera, 30-meter APRS over Vera, and VeraChat on 20 meters using various different antennas that are on the trailer. And just finished getting the trailer outfitted for this year's HamFest season. Just an hour before I checked into the net, my last order of minor parts from Quicksilver Radio, including some hardware for the trailer setup, arrived just about an hour ago, just in the nick of time, so I can get the refitting finished, so it's ready to go. And I just finished today getting the car ready for the trip to Dayton, doing the spring season maintenance, did an oil change and oil filters. Had a hell of a time getting the oil filter off. I finally had to use a socket wrench with a put pipe as a cheater bar to get the lid to unscrew, but got it done just before net time, so I'm ready to roll for Dayton. Back to net control, WATCM, this is WA8LMF.
Thank you, Stephen, and don't forget to put that drain plug back in there, mister. And it sounds like you're going to have a busy time down there at Dayton. Always fun to hear you, Stephen. I'm going to take a break here, and we've got several left on the list, but let's take a break and see if there's anybody else that would like to check in that isn't on the list yet. Any other check-ins?
K-A-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Wow, good evening, Edgar. It's been a while. Anybody else like to check in? Okay, Jeff, got you on the list. Any additional check-ins? All right, hearing none, we'll go back up to my spot on the list there, and that's just encouraging you. If you've got some comments you'd like to make, whether or not you're going to make the pilgrimage to Zania this year, well, I'd be glad to hear from you, but you don't have to comment if you don't want to. KE8YNU, Dave, you're up, and Eric, DMD, you're next.
This is KE8YNU. Good evening, Net Control, and everybody on the net. Well, we're up here in Mackinac. Wife and I drove up here today, as my dad and mentioned NAWCB earlier on in the net. We're up here visiting on vacation, getting away from work, and I'm the emergency coordinator for Macomb County, so we've been busy, and so just decided to
take a break and come up and get some R&R up here. As far as Dayton, probably won't make it down there, just with a busy schedule and a lot going on. Unfortunately, won't have the time to get down there. Maybe some of y'all get down there, but right now, just won't be able to make it up there. But good net tonight. Appreciate you guys putting this on, and Net Control, you're doing an awesome job. But anyways, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KYNU.
All right, Dave, thanks for joining us. And, yeah, a little R&R is always a good thing. So glad you could squeeze it in. All right, KF8DMD, you're up, and your brother Daniel's on deck.
Good night, everybody. What was that? I don't know. Okay. But... Dad! Tell me three. Hi, Daniel. KF8DMD.
All right, KF8DMD, welcome to the Monday Night Social Hour. All right, being a little tongue-tied is no big deal. We'll pass the mic over to your brother Daniel there.
This is Daniel, KF8DMD. I'm actually not his brother, I'm his friend. But, yeah, hi, Eric. We just did Taekwondo today. We just got back, and then, yeah, we're going to see each other tomorrow at Math Club. Tomorrow, so that'll be fun. Went some bike riding today with my sister, and, played outside a bit. Gonna have fun at school tomorrow. I don't know why, but I thought Eric could speak a little better than that. No offense, but he's not usually like this. Anyway, back to the control. This is Daniel, KF8DME.
Thank you, Daniel. What an awesome report. Yeah, you got Taekwondo, biking in, and math club tomorrow. I tell you, you are living the life. Welcome aboard there. Eric, did you want to take another stab at it, KF8DMD?
Maybe next time. Have a good night, KF8DMD.
No problem. Thank you for coming back to me. Okay, KF8DMT, Doug, you're up, and Kurt, you're on deck.
Good evening to the net. I will not be going to Ohio. I did not realize what a big event that was, being a new tech. Someday I'll have to go along and experience that. Just returned this afternoon from a weekend in Nashville with my wife and I. I visited there quickly for overnights, but never stayed. Boy, did we have fun. Listened to really good bluegrass on Friday night, and then two straight nights at the Ryman Auditorium. Last night was seeing the legendary Paul Simon, and man, is he legendary. He's 81 years old, but boy, he can still play, and he can write a song, that's for sure. But the best lyric I heard was Bluegrass Night. I hurt so bad, I don't feel pain, because you're leaving me on a one-way.
All right, Doug. Yeah, you sound like you had more fun in one weekend than a person's allowed to have. What a deal. The Ryman Auditorium two nights in a row. I got to visit there a year or two ago. There was no concert going on, but... just walking through that place about gave me shivers. So very cool. You're a lucky guy. All right, Kurt, KF8DEK, and Dan, you're on deck.
Good evening. A little tongue-tied here. Good evening, everyone on the net. Thanks, Steve, for hosting this evening. This is KF8DEK. Not too much going on. Playing around with the irrigation. It's that startup time. Try to get everything all you know, try to get the winter kinks out and playing around with the sprinkler heads, making sure they all work. And in going back to my childhood, playing with the sprinklers, but, you know, 50 years old, and, yeah, playing with water's not, doesn't get old. And working on getting my lawn nice and green, and the wife's flowers nice and pretty for her. Won't be going to the radio fest, so maybe I'll try to do that next year. With that, I'll return it back to Net Control. This is KF8DEK.
All right, Kurt, thank you for stopping by and checking in. You know, you picked a good day to put on the shorts and run around the yard playing in the sprinklers. Yeah, good timing there. All right, KF8DMF, I believe, Dan, you're next, and Edgar, you're on deck.
This is Dan, KF8DMF. Yep, we're doing well out here. I just went to the airport, picked up my mom from coming back from Florida this week. So she's right back down the street where she lives, where she belongs. And we're doing pretty good, and just glad we have this opportunity to practice talking on the net. So thanks for hosting it and putting it on for us. This is KF8DMF. Back to you, Net.
All right, Dan, thank you for stopping by. Edgar, and I think it's K-E-A-H-Y-E. I might, do I have that call right, Edgar? But long time no hear from. Your turn, and Jeff, you're on deck.
I'm pretty close to the Kilo Alpha 8 Hotel Yankee Echo. Had the call sign a long time. And I won't be going to Dayton this year. Kind of had a lot of trips. I made 10 trips probably in starting in the early 80s down through the mid-90s. And the first few trips we went down, we all got together in KWPE's motorhome. And we traveled down, you know, in the group. I think there was sometimes six or eight of us. And I was over in the Care Arena, which I think is gone now. So, anyway, it was, at that time, the park was, like, so huge. It was, yard sale stuff, and the inside of the arena and the basketball courts were all new, and I grab a minute there. Not this year. Nice to be back, Pete. Talk to you later. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
K-A-8-H-Y-E. Nice to hear from you, Edgar. Stop by again. Yeah. Back in the 80s when the parking lot overflowed with tables, and I never made any of the motorhome trips, but, again, made many a trip to Dayton and a couple of the Zania since then. So, all right, I got one more on the list. Jeff, and I don't have your call complete, but it's a 9 call. Jeff, go ahead, your turn. Okay, Kilo Echo 9, Charlie Zulu. Go ahead. Pretty noisy, but you're getting in. Okay, I think you turned it back to me. I'm not quite clear if you're in the area or you just happen to have some good conditions, but I doubt you're getting in from Indiana. So welcome to the neighborhood, Jeff. Okay, you are getting in with the band opening then. Okay, wonderful. We'll stop by again. Hopefully we'll have some other evenings like this during the summer. I'm going to take a pause a minute and see if we have any additional check-ins. Hearing none, I'd remind everybody that tomorrow morning is the usual breakfast with hams at the JNS on South Airport at Garfield, 9 a.m. We usually last till 10 or a little after, but you're welcome to walk out when you need to. And then tomorrow evening, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., is the project night, Traverse City Amateur, or the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club project night, as usual. Unless there's anything else, we'll close down the net, return the repeater back to regular amateur use. Good to hear everybody in 73s. K8WQK.
K8WQK, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Delta Mike Kilo, go ahead.
Yeah, when you were giving the opening announcements, you say there was something going on the repeater on Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday, 8 p.m., there's the AUGSCOM net, and I can't tell you much about it because I don't usually participate, but AUGSCOM is a District 7 preparedness net, and they tie a few repeaters together on Wednesday night for a while and have a net. But you don't have to be an AUGSCOM member to join in, so feel free to stop by.
All righty. I appreciate that. This is Chris, KF8DMK. Clear.
You bet, Christopher. W8TCM net is clear. Yes, I'm station trying to get into the 146.86 Traverse City repeater. We're getting a static. There's not even any voice in there.